Blog Talk Radio.
Biblical psychology is highly particularistic. That is, biblical psychology has to do exclusively without dilution. It has to do exclusively with the Word of God. Now, the Greek word for soul is psyche, the mind. Is a part of psyche or soul, the mind, the conscience, the will, emotions. These make up the intrinsic attributes of self. And so, in biblical psychology, the mind is part of our whole. And it is not the mere competence of it. Biblical psychology teaches that our actions have consequences. No one can escape the consequences of the decisions. Believing ones know or must know that their minds belong to God. Purchase us out of the agora, that is the slave market of death. So therefore, we no longer play with, as Francis Schaeffer would say, autonomous intellectualism, or an intellectualism that is independent of God. There's no more autonomy. We are dependent upon God. Jesus said, you and me and I. Jesus said, abide in me, you know, that is, be at home in my will. The mind must bow before the lordship of Jesus. It is the appropriate function of the mind of the believer to bow before the authority of God and God alone. I want to read to you from Romans 8. Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The language, please notice the syntax, please notice the language. Who walk not after the flesh or the spark, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, notice the Spirit of life in Christ, the most important prepositional phrase in the Pauline corpus of life, in Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, as human beings could not keep the law. Only Jesus kept the law or completed the law, fulfilled the law. The Ten Commandments, what we call, that are given in Exodus 20, are called apodictic law. That is, law from which there is no recourse. Notice the spirit of the Ten Commandments. thou shalt not. Four of the commandments have to do with our relationship with God, and six, if you follow the other six commandments, have to do with human relationships. For what the law could not do is that it was weak to the flesh, God, but in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Very important doctrinal verse. Very important doctrinal verse. That the righteousness of the law, or the rightness of the law, might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind. Verse 5. The things of the flesh. Kaha Sarka. The mind of the flesh. Kata is a very important Greek prefix, and I don't have time to go into that on the show. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, pronoma, it's the word here that's used for minded, for to be carnally or to be flesh minded is death, or to be carnally minded, death. But spiritually minded, zoe and irene, that is life. Because the carnal mind, pronoma, is enmity or hates God. The carnal mind hates God. For the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So there is a mind of the flesh, and the Bible speaks of the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the flesh is enmity or hate. Now the ma suffix for the Greek word konoma, which we translate as mind, konoma, the ma suffix refers to results, or that which is that, that which is that. For the carnally minded, be carnally minded. And notice the emphasis. For to be, say to be heard, for to be carnally minded, death, but to be spiritually minded, 1 Corinthians 2:12 and Ephesians 2:12, for to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now Paul wrote, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Now, and what did he mean by the statement? What is it that he wanted to communicate to believing ones? And he makes the statement to believing ones in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, this mind. Again, it is the same word, pronoma. Let this mind be in you, but the suffix is different. Let this mind be in you, that is present passive, imperative. Proneo. To have understanding, to be wise. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. In 1 Corinthians, Paul states that you and I have the mind of Christ. You and I are free. Our minds are free within the sphere of Christ. When we say, or when we're in Christ, is the Greek preposition in with the object of the preposition Christ. So the Greek preposition in means within the sphere of. It is also a preposition of rest. In Jesus we rest from past. We rest from sin. We rest. We have God's salvation rest in Christ. Now you see why it is the most important prepositional phrase in the writings of Paul in Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also, once again, in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, morphe of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, which is the great kenosis passage of itself in Christ, but made of himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above everything. Now, we are to yield our will to God. We read here in this passage in Philippians that Jesus surrendered himself to the will of God. And he made a Philippians 2:7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a bond servant who was made in the likeness of man. Christ is our example. Look what he did with his volition, with his will. Look what he understood about the infinite and holy character of God through his mind. His sanctified mind with his divine viewpoint, with divine wisdom. We're to go beyond mere human intelligence. We're to go beyond the mere executive element. We are to understand that the mind belongs to God, to Christ Jesus, our mind. To be set aside unto that which is holy. We are to use our mind to intake the hand of God, do the will of God. The West prizes itself on intelligence. The Bible prizes wisdom over intelligence. And the West just. The Bible does not recognize IQ. The Bible recognizes wisdom in the mind. Of the child of God. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.